Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to make a start to the afternoon's programme. I'm bringing forward an item that we had to defer from this morning, and I would invite Sandra Overend, our Women's Development Officer, to report on the Dean Parker programme. Sandra.
Chairman, fellow Ulster Unionists, as Women's Development Officer, I have been working to create an even more positive environment for women within the Ulster Unionist Party. Last year, we launched the Dame Deira Parker programme, so named after the first Ulster Unionist member of the Northern Ireland Cabinet, and also the longest-serving female MP, being first elected in 1921 and representing Londonderry City, the county, and then South Londonderry. The Parker programme provides seminars for female members of the party so that we can build upon our knowledge, hone our skill sets, and become better versed in policy issues. I believe that the Ulster Unionist Party will reap the rewards of striving to further develop its female membership. Already we are seeing the fruits of our labour, and I know that this initiative will pay dividends in the Assembly and local government elections. I would like to pay tribute both to party leader Tom Elliott and to Sarah Jempe for their encouragement and commitment in helping me to drive the Parker programme forward. I am delighted to see many participants of the Parker programme here at the conference today. I'd also like to say a special thank you to all the women here today. I want to pay tribute to your dedication to serve the people of Northern Ireland through your participation in political life through the Ulster Unionist Party. The Ulster Unionist Party values our female members, just as we do our men. We are committed to inclusive, balanced representation to ensure the best for the people of Northern Ireland. We want to offer candidates who, male or female, can best represent and best serve our constituents. I'd like now to introduce a short video about the Dame Deira Parker programme. Thank you.
Well, we've got another Parker programme event tonight, and this is the second policy event of this year. We started the Parker programme last autumn and winter, and it was very successful, and we're continuing again this year, focusing on policy issues, serious issues, and we're trying to give the women, members of the party, more skills and encourage them to go forward. Tonight we have the second policy event of our Parker programme for this autumn and winter. We started the Parker programme last autumn winter, and this year we're focusing on policy. The Parker programme is named after Dame Deira Parker. She was the first female member of the Northern Ireland Cabinet.
I really enjoy going to the Parker programme. I enjoy listening to the speakers. We have some excellent high-level speakers who are either elected representatives or people who work in the political field. They give us some excellent advice and information. I particularly enjoy the question and answering sessions that we have with them, because we would never really get the opportunity at other times to meet, you know, these sorts of people and really be in close contact with them to really examine, you know, what their job is about and what their lifestyle is about. But I have to say, the one thing that I particularly benefit from the Parker programme is meeting the other women and networking with them and listening to them, what they are doing within the party, within their constituency. You know, I really, really enjoy that.
My name's Carol Black and I am a councillor representing Dromore area on Banbridge District Council. I successfully organised a lobby campaign for Skeg House. It was potential closure. It was going to be detrimental to the town. This was a campaign that ran for probably 9 months, maybe even into the 10th month. And we needed political representation, and we also needed a cross-party political representation. And at our public meetings, I made sure that every party was represented on that particular panel. I think that looked really well as a new councillor, that I was able to work with every type of person within politics. Politics is about people. It's about representing people and making changes in their lives. We got our clergy involved, we got our schools, we got the young people. Everybody in the community was right behind this campaign. And we successfully stormed Stormont, and we successfully kept our home for Skegheart for the town. You can make a difference in politics.
I'm Joanne Dobson. I'm a long-term member of the Ulster Unionist Party and a councillor in Upper Ban. I'm very interested in committees I'm on, environment and leisure, and currently I'm leading a campaign to bring statutory nursery provision to Warringstown. I've been approached by so many concerned Warringstown parents who feel let down that we don't have this ability in the village. I've recently met with the board and written to the minister on behalf of these parents, and plans are progressing well at this stage. Aside from being a councillor, I manage Jim Nicholson's busy European office in Belfast. This is a very, very busy office, and the job is very constantly changing and very, very challenging. I feel that managing the European office gives me the ability and possibly the insight into issues that will ultimately come before council. We get in the European office, we get such a diverse range of constituents coming with so many queries. At the minute, we would always have quite a lot of farming issues as well, but victims, and we're dealing with quite a lot of people who have been affected by property fraud abroad as well. So it's very diverse and very interesting.
I've worked for the party for almost 17 years now, and I'm currently employed as the admin manager. I've been on board with the Parker programme since its inception, and I think it's an excellent tool to help encourage women throughout the party to get involved, whether as activists or as elected representatives. And I would say to any woman who's thinking about it, go for it, get involved.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like on your behalf and on behalf of her fellow officers to thank Sandra very much, not just for the presentation, but for the huge amount of work she has done over the past 2 years in bringing this programme forward. And I know if there are any ladies who would like to participate in the programme, she'd be only too willing to contact you, or please contact her or Hazel at party headquarters.